All right. So, begin the session here. What would you like to work on?
Well, the issue that's come up for me recently has been fear of traveling long distances because I won't have any support system there in case I get ill. But when I look at it, my issue is deeper than that. It's really people don't support me. People aren't there for me. People abandon me when I need them. Okay. So that's what's underneath all that.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's what people are doing. That's what they're doing to you. So what are you doing, you think, that might cause that to happen? Why might abandoning you look like a good solution for them? To some behavior of yours?
Well, I just don't attract people to be there for me.
Well, listen for a trait. Is there
I'm not supportable, I guess.
Well, okay, but let's look for a trait that you have that might make people want to get away or withdraw from you.
Not coming up with anything right at the moment. I mean, as far as my close circle is concerned, I'm very giving. I'm not selfish or narcissistic or anything like that. Yeah. It's just that I guess I just don't feel supportable. I don't know. I don't come with anything else.
Okay.
Right now.
So what we would say here, let's take a look at there's something here that causes it not to happen, right? So unsupportable is really global, but what is, there's something that you do, let's look for something that you might do or not do that would cause someone or others to withdraw from you. A part of your personality, what part of your personality do you want to get away from?
I guess the victim part.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, well, that's getting on down there. So what does the, let's just take the identity as a victim. Okay, what does the victim put out? What's the texture or feature of the victim that causes other people to want to withdraw?
Well, it's not a positive, attractive energy.
Okay.
It's a formy, self-pity, kind of energy. It's not attractive.
Good. So that part and parcel of the victim quality is the poor me kind of down negative attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and would that attitude create people wanting to not support you and leave your space?
Maybe.
Okay, well, so we're looking for something that we get a real good solid one on. That would be just one that would it's an intention or a behavior of yours that would get other people to want to withdraw.
I don't come up with anything except that no one wants to be around somebody that's a victim and helpless and it's not attractive.
Good.
I'm sorry.
That's good. That's our reading issue. So that's coherent on that. So good. Okay, so, good. So obviously that's psychologically reversed. Okay, so starting on this, you just keep tapping there is fine. I'll tap as we go here with you.
Excuse me.
Sure. This is Norman Sharon here on this session.
Okay.
Okay, so no one wants to be around me.
No one wants to be around me.
People want to get away from me.
People want to get away from me.
I put something out. Known or unknown.
Known or unknown.
That keeps people away. Somehow or another. I think I must have some intention. To create exactly that. Because I perfectly know.
What to put out.
To get people to disappear.
And part of that is I'm not lovable. No one wants to be with me.
Yeah.
Same old.
We're just approaching from a different angle. Okay, so no one wants to be with me.
No one wants to be with me.
And I have this identity. That I use. To make sure that happens. It's difficult for me to admit that I use this intentionally.
it's difficult for me to admit that I use this intentionally.
Couldn't happen by accident.
Couldn't happen by accident.
I must be putting something out.
I must be putting something out.
On a sub-awareness level.
On a sub-awareness level.
That causes people to disappear.
That causes people to disappear. Was that a read?
Oh, yes, coherent on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, would you like to see the unit? I mean, is that...
Oh, no, just to let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know, because you hear, if you get tuned into the sounds it makes,
yeah,
it'll tell you.
Yeah, but sometimes when I'm thinking hard, I...
Yeah, I can turn that up a little louder. Let's turn that up a little bit louder.
That would be good. Thank you.
Yep. I'll turn it off. Okay, let's get this reset again. So yeah, you went coherent on that. Mm-hmm. And when I run you, I need to run you at cause. When I run you at the effect, or you run yourself at the effect, it doesn't go coherent. When you run yourself at cause, it goes coherent, even though what you're causing may be deemed unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wish it wasn't there. Or, you know, you something or other about it, still, what happens is, that is what causes coherence.
Okay.
I hope that's loud enough now. Okay, so, there's something I do. That keeps people away. And it works real well. And I've been using it for a long time. It's very successful.
What's not successful
is not owning up to it.
It's
easier for me to play victim. And say that other people are doing it to me. Rather than say that I myself am creating it right there in the moment.
That is much harder to say.
Yeah.
Because it really looks like they're abandoning me immediately.
Yeah. Okay, so when I abandon myself. And run this identity. That's when the trouble comes in.
Victim creates victim.
It's an inside game. That manifests on the outside. Comes from the inside out. And when I create the victim identity. Use it for a payoff.
I get paid off in ways that it's hard for me to acknowledge.
Let's go here on that.
No escape from one's own causality, is there?
Yeah, there's. If I run you at the effect, we don't get coherence.
Mm-hmm.
When I run you, process you, coach you at cause, we get coherence.
Because that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only way it works. Yeah, the truth will only work, and the more you run that someone's doing it to you, and it's happening outside yourself, the more powerless you go, the more it expands your story, and the least coherence you get. And that, you went right coherent on that. I told you that.
It's
I indicated that.
Yeah. My being knows the truth when it hears it.
Yep. So I have the power. To play victim. Play martyr. Or play myself. I can be proactive. Causative.
And insightful.
Or I can be weak.
Done in.
And victimized.
My choice.
No one else's.
And the more I say it's somebody else's.
The weaker I get. So we've got coherence right through that. Then as soon as we use the word somebody else's, went out. Because it's a fundamental issue in the subconscious about saying it's somebody else's doing. It's a whole story. And a few of the friends, Frank and Matt, have other words for that. Okay, so it's my choice. And it makes me feel good. When I assume my own power. And it makes me feel bad. When I make others the solution or the problem.
That's true. Makes me feel bad when I make other people the solution or the problem. When I'm feeling bad, ergo, I must be doing that.
Right. Your thing's not plugged in, is it? Or here it is. Sorry. Good. Just checking on the computer. It's fine. So, yeah, I'm a cause.
Other cause.
Can't seem to escape it.
Can't seem to escape it.
I'm the one in charge.
I'm the one in charge.
And when I create victim in my consciousness.
And when I create victim in my consciousness.
Victim shows up outside.
Victim shows up outside.
Like follows like.
Like follows like.
If I wasn't busy doing myself in on the inside.
If I wasn't busy doing myself in on the inside.
People wouldn't be busy doing me in on the outside.
People wouldn't be busy doing me in on the outside.
And that's coherent. It's just this. These are the same sessions, going deeper and hitting it from different points. And you brighten up when I indicate to you that you're causing, you're doing it on the inside.
It's just like you go to sleep and then you go, oh, okay, I'm back now. Yeah. And then you go to sleep again and then, oops, back now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the cause.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. It really looks like there. Nope.
Yeah. Happiness and victimization.
Both happiness and victimization.
Are inside jobs.
Are inside jobs.
They are both done on the inside.
They're both done on the inside.
And the more energy I put behind being a victim.
And the more energy I put behind being a victim.
The more people show up on the outside that want to victimize me.
The more people show up on the outside that want to victimize. Is that true for everyone or just me?
I can't go global here.
I'm going to remind people of this.
Yes. I take myself out of my power.
I take myself out of my power.
And people take me as a victim.
And people take me as a victim.
That's coherent. But I rob myself of my power first.
I rob myself of my power first.
And then other people tend to follow suit.
And then other people tend to follow suit.
But I'm always first in the queue.
I'm always first in the queue.
To rob myself of my power.
To rob myself of my power.
And they only line up behind me.
And they only line up behind me.
And become my downline.
And become my downline.
When I set a good example.
When I set a good example.
And my examples are really good.
And my examples are really good.
They're good for empowerment.
Good, excuse me, for empowerment.
And they're good for victimization.
And they're good for victimization.
Two sides of the sword.
Two sides of the sword.
What will I choose?
What will I choose? So, are you saying then that the other person has no responsibility in it?
Well, I'm saying in this session they have no responsibility.
But I mean, in life, like I went on a trip with someone once, and I really needed their assistance in a crisis situation, and they completely abandoned me. So, okay, I admit I created that happening, but what about their part of it?
Okay, well, if you...
Did they only do that because I wished it, or if...
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they show up that way in their life for other people, too.
Well, yeah, they have other people just like you.
You know, this is really hard to get. I think that there are some people that perpetrate things on others.
Okay, well, no problem. I'm just asking you, are you 100% responsible for that which the
happens
way...
Happens to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that it happens to you, but the way in which you experience it.
Yeah.
That they do something to you, I don't question.
Yeah.
Your interpretation is up for grabs.
Oh, that's true. That's for sure.
Yeah. That you take it, since you're already down because you've humiliated yourself through your, you know, victimization.
And weakness.
And weakness. You're already down, and they add the frosting on the cake.
They're just mirroring me, I guess.
Yeah. If you were in your power, could it happen?
Yeah.
I mean...
If I was in my power, I wouldn't even look to them to rescue me.
Yeah, so a trip to a hospital is an adventure, is a daring adventure, according to Ellis, what's her name, Helen Keller, or a trip to a doctor, or a trip to any place you want to go,
uh-huh.
A schoolroom, whatever, is a daring adventure, or an office is a daring adventure, or it's an exercise in self-victimization followed by other outer victimization.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth, and I don't always live in the truth because it's much easier to project it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because then I don't have to be responsible to change.
Yeah, if you weren't down, they wouldn't have counted you out.
No. He just doesn't want to get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it means I have to change.
Yeah. So let's say a situation, let's just take that in general sense, so this would work for the work we're doing across the boards. Okay. You give away your power.
I give away my power.
Okay. I am in a situation I can't control.
I'm in a situation I say I can't control.
I feel that something terrible is going to happen to me.
I feel that something terrible is going to happen to me.
I feel like I can't handle it by myself.
I feel like I can't handle it by myself.
I feel like something is looming that's going to damage me.
I feel like something's looming that's going to damage me.
And I give my power to another.
I give my power to another.
100%.
100%.
And they misuse my power.
And they misuse my power.
And that's coherent there. I'm outlining the steps.
That's what I believe is that, so.
Yeah, yeah. What's the truth?
Oh.
The truth is that you're...
Well, I can't really give my power.
No, you can't really, but you can only through abdication, through abdicating your responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone takes over when you pull victim. And they take over in a way that you don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah, they leave you.
And they leave
you. Yes. And so, let's spot the time when you leave yourself. That's the
earlier
flow.
When I get scared.
Okay.
When I get scared, I don't stay centered. I reach out like I'm helpless and I can't be in fear and go through the other side of it back into my center. I give in to the fear. I collapse.
Okay. Well, the collapse is the beginning of the cycle.
Yeah. It's that fear. Feeling that fear, oh no, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I immediately feel my energy go right down the tubes.
Yeah.
I feel weak, like I can't even move. Sometimes the fear in crisis situations is so intense, I feel paralyzed.
Yeah.
I can't help myself, I can't come back.
And this is the beginning of the cycle.
Yeah. It's the fear,
yeah.
Giving in to the fear.
Yeah.
Rather than telling the truth about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is just fear, Sharon. Just,
yeah.
You know, breathe. This is just fear. That's all this is.
Yes, and part of the cycle at the end is you're betrayed.
Yeah, I betray myself.
Yeah, but the beginning of the cycle, you betray yourself.
Yeah.
At the end of the cycle, they betray you.
Yeah. It shows up on the outside.
Yep, there it is.
And that's not fair to them, too, because I'm setting them up to play that game.
Then afterwards, they can be bad and wrong
for
not supporting you in a situation where you first didn't support yourself. And allow all this to take place.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, and then but the key thing is you have to blame them for what happened.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you'd have to look at yourself starting the cycle.
Yeah.
You set one foot on that particular path, then three or four and five, and you went all the way down to the end, and then was wondered how you got there.
Yeah, but then I have to justify it.
Yeah.
So it becomes solid then, becomes real to me.
Yeah.
People aren't there for me.
Yeah.
That right. becomes my law.
And we turn that around, of course, as Byron Katie would say.
Yeah, I'm not there for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'd have to start off with that beginning. So you'd have to start there. So
yeah.
I'm not there for myself.
I'm not there for myself.
I claim it's others. But it's really me.
I abdicate and leave me.
People aren't there for people.
People aren't there for people.
We're not there for themselves.
We're not there for themselves.
Starts with me. Yeah. If I didn't go into crisis.
If I didn't go into crisis mode.
I wouldn't have the problem.
I'd just deal with the situation, right. Whatever it is.
Right. And people would choose to be with you or not with you, depending upon how they felt.
Yeah.
Not
that would be their choice, not a role I assigned to them.
Yes, exactly. The harder that I reach and demand for them.
The harder I reach and demand from them.
The more they pull away.
Well, I'm putting a lot of pressure on people.
Yeah. They better perform. I need them. I'm in crisis. I didn't create the crisis. Can't control the crisis. It's not part of my lifestyle. And I need them. And then they betray me.
Yeah, and then I crucify them and tell them that they're not trustworthy. They don't come through for people.
What's wrong with this picture? What did I do wrong? The more I must have. The more I can't have. The more incomplete I am with myself.
The more incomplete I am with myself.
The more I need to find completion in another person.
The more I need to find completion in another person.
The more incomplete I show up.
The more incomplete I show up. It's just life's work.
I know.
It shows up in almost every session.
It's like Landmark 101 too.
Yeah.
You know?
It just shows up every session.
You want to
be outside myself for everything else.
Yeah, you want to be coherent on that too.
What?
Sorry, I'll turn it over. Yeah, you went coherent on that. Is what do you miss that? Yeah.
It's a bitch.
It's a bitch.
I don't want to be responsible for
no.
myself. It's too hard.
Yeah, you really are. Now, if I'm responsible for myself. Other people might choose to be responsible for themselves. When I have certain people in my life that are not responsible for themselves. I may want to look back at myself. To see that I've not been responsible for myself. And that creates a chain reaction.
And I attract those kind of people.
Yeah.
I wear mirrors.
Yeah.
They're not there for themselves. They're not there for me. I'm not there for me. I'm not there for them.
Yeah.
Nobody shows up at all.
No. If I'm not there, if I'm not there for me.
If I'm not there for me.
Who's going to be there for me? Who's going to fill the void? Of me. Only probably one answer. Guess who?
Moi.
People have learned to behave towards me. The way I behave towards myself. If I treated myself with dignity.
If I treated myself with dignity.
They would treat me with dignity.
Because
there's nothing else they could do.
If I
wouldn't misinterpret things.
My life would be fine.
Yeah, I interpret what they do. Based on what I do to myself.
Classic projection.
Classic projection. Yeah.
Not easy to do.
No.
And
especially when it's been affirmed over a long period of time.
Yes. And I have a hit list on myself.
Yeah, exactly. I've assigned a few hitmen now. To take care of my business. And they're doing a great job.
I let them hit me.
Yeah, they do a great job.
I might as well just get some club and hit myself.
Yeah. My best friends betray me. According to my own will.
Ew, that is just awful.
If I wouldn't betray myself. Where's the problem? Now, each time we do this, you're faster on the catch on this.
Yeah.
It's
any easier to face.
I know. Less protest on your part, less resistance, more coherence, more smiles, looking better about it, less objection, and more catching. Like you can finish my sentences, getting to the point where you finish my sentences.
Oh, yeah. The old victim.
Same old. Yeah.
I keep trying to dump her, but she comes right back.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with my relationships. That I can't fix within myself. Because I set up the template.
I create the template.
Of how I want to be perceived. And how I want to be related to. If I discount myself. I expect others to discount me.
This has gone back to childhood. I made decisions that, if somebody abused me, then something's wrong with me. So why would I want to be with me?
Yes.
Because if they treat me badly.
That must be what I'm worth, huh?
Yeah, that must be what I'm worth. So why would I value myself? They don't value me.
Yes, but it actually goes the other way. You're running it backwards. It's running, I don't value myself, why would they value me?
Yes, it comes first from how you're treated when you're an infant and a child.
Yeah,
decisions right there.
Yes, but that's the mirror. That's the mirror of what's going on inside. I mean, as a child, you obviously arrived with those patternings from somewhere. I mean, the womb, if you like, DNA, if you like, mm-hmm. I mean, wherever you like.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So they arrive from somewhere.
In the family history and carrying it forward.
Yeah, so pay less attention to how they treated you caused you to feel the way you feel, and more towards that you somehow
came in with that. And they validated.
And they validated because they saw that you, they treated you according to the template that you put up. Mm-hmm.
I sure brought a lousy template in.
Yeah. Well,
I had terrific abuse as a child.
Yeah. Well, but it'll never erase it. Will release when you call it lousy. It has to be appreciated. Remember, lousy's down here in the admiration. What you want to do is recreate it, duplicate it, flow admiration to it, flow love to it, and acknowledge what a perfect creation it is. Lousy is an alteration on top of your creation that keeps it massive and makes it persist. Mm-hmm. So you seeing yourself as a made of constant sorrow, that was
flawless creation.
Yeah, and you're coherent on this stuff. So when we talk about this stuff, you never were coherent on any of this stuff. Believe me, you were always frowning about it.
Geniuses in creating these identities. But maybe that's what we come here for, is to run identities.
Yeah.
You know, or I believe in pure consciousness, so we fashion ourselves into these identities to run them and see how we feel about them.
Yeah.
And I guess when we get tired of them, we give them up.
Yeah. Ordinarily, and I would end the session right here. Uh-huh. And the reason for it, any reference to pure consciousness while talking about a traumatic incident is a release. And it goes, and we've had coherence going in and out, in and out, in and out. Anytime a person mentions pure consciousness or the void or any statement of that nature while they're brightened up, while there is a green light on, is an indication it's done.
Okay.
I mean, we can pick up another item if you want. I mean, we should pick up another item.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that would be.
I don't know. What else would you like?
If I get sick while I'm traveling, I may not have enough money to cover it. So back to not enough money for my needs.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Good.
I don't have enough money. I don't create enough money for my needs.
Good.
That's a pretty universal one.
Okay.
Right
yes.
In the world.
Good. And I'm going to reword that.
Okay.
We'll see what we get on it. Check for read. I think I don't have enough money for my needs.
I think I don't have enough money for my needs.
Yes. Because I'm not sure it's a creation other than a thinkingness. I'm not sure the real world is saying it. I think it's just being said inside. Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm coming from the point of view that you have the money you need if that would happen. But because you have a certain kind of patterning, you pretend it's better for you to think that it doesn't exist. It's a better thing for you.
Well, where would that be?
Well, that's a very you're asking me.
well, back to being a victim this time of money.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't feel that I deserve have what I want.
Nicely
so
done.
I create there not being enough money for me.
Well, I would word it a different way because we'll get better here. There is enough money, but in my mind, I can't possibly imagine that.
There is enough money, but in my mind, I can't possibly imagine.
Because I don't deserve it.
Because I don't deserve it.
What I deserve is not enough money.
What I deserve is not enough money.
And so so that's the way I see it.
So that's the way I see it.
Because the whole pattern comes from the whole, I'm going to get sick in a foreign country and end up in a hospital and not have the money, doesn't come, and be have a big hospital bill and not have the money, comes from not deserving to begin with.
Yeah.
All right?
Why would I create it?
Yes, because you want to create more non-deserving.
Yeah.
And the perfect way to do that is have a $100,000 hospital bill and think that you don't have the money to pay it. And it's not. It's just another way you have to get back at yourself.
Yeah.
So it's another tunnel that you go down to, that's self-created, self-generated, just like the last one. And at the very end of the tunnel, you go, how did I get here? You got here by saying that if I was going to go to the hospital, if I was sick and dying from something, and if I got a $100,000 hospital bill, I wouldn't have the money to pay it. That's the whole intention.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way it would turn out. And what do you know? That's exactly the way it'll turn out. Because that's exactly what your intention is.
It's self-punishment.
It's another way I make myself wrong.
More self-punishment.
Very well, yeah. Well, there's more to it. We'll take the self-punishment. So, okay, so I continually affirm my limits.
I continually affirm my limits. I do.
I'm ongoing.
I'm what?
I'm ongoing.
I'm ongoing, yes.
If I had put half as much time into affirming the positive.
If I put half as much time in affirming the positive.
50% more positive would turn out.
50% more positive would turn out.
I have a picture of how it's going to be.
I have a picture of how it's going to be.
And there's no happy ending in it.
And there's no happy ending in it.
And the more I affirm the picture.
And the more I affirm the picture.
The more all components of the picture become true.
The more all components of the picture become true.
No money.
No money.
Big hospital bill.
Big hospital bill.
Sick and dying.
Sick and dying.
Foreign country.
Foreign country.
Abandoned by others.
Abandoned by others.
This is the ultimate where I end up.
Yeah. It's always the same thing.
Same thing.
All the paths lead back to the same thing.
Lead back to the same thing. You have been betrayed by everything, and you're broke at the same time, and you're in some hospital somewhere, and they're trying to wring $100,000 out of your neck.
And the truth is, I betray myself, because even coming into this world, I was a victim of whatever my thinking was.
Yeah.
So everything affirmed it from the day one when I was born and couldn't breathe.
Yes.
In a hostile place. It started right then.
Yes. This is the ultimate negative picture of where I'll end up.
Yeah.
And this picture has no more ability to ruin my life.
And this picture has no more ability to ruin my life.
Than credibility that I give it.
And the credibility that I give it.
This is my picture of my demise.
This is my picture of my demise.
Not anybody else's.
Not anybody else's.
Someone else has another picture.
Someone else has another picture. My mother did.
Yeah.
I used to tell my mother how weak I was, and she said, "You're not weak."
Yeah. There you go.
Now you pretend you're weak.
Yeah. For a friend of mine, David, his picture was selling pencils on Market Street. He was an seminar leader. He was selling pictures.
Really?
He had a PhD in chemistry. He was selling pencils on Market Street.
Oh, that was his fear?
That was his fear. So.
So he held that picture of himself inside.
Yes, and someone else on Market Street selling the picture of selling pencils wouldn't mean anything.
No, and somebody looking at him would never believe.
No, it's, yeah.
Like my mother never believed that I was weak and helpless.
Yeah, I'm going to die in a third world country.
I'm going to die in a third world country.
In a hospital.
In a hospital.
Owing $100,000 plus.
Owing $100,000 plus. No, actually, the picture's worse than that.
Please.
The picture is, they will want money to treat me. I can't get it because my credit card won't go that high, and they'll dump me out in the street.
Yeah.
I won't even be in a hospital.
Yes.
I dump myself out on the street.
You're totally coherent on that one. That's exactly it. And there's no other way around it.
No other way around it.
Yeah, I couldn't get insurance.
I couldn't get Medicare.
I couldn't buy insurance in the country.
I couldn't buy insurance in the country.
Obviously, I'm saying that, but of course you can. But that's
you can?
Of course.
Where do you buy insurance?
In the
country itself?
Yeah, the country itself. In Costa Rica, the insurance was $112 for a year. It was full hospitalization.
Even if you don't live there?
Sure, anybody can buy it. In Costa Rica, I don't know about all these other countries.
Oh my gosh, we should find that out but
I'll never see the solutions.
But I'll never see the solutions. Until
I find out about the problem. And the biggest thing hidden about the problem.
And the biggest thing hidden about the problem.
Is who's creating it.
Is who's creating it. Who's pulling the strings. Remember the Wizard of Oz?
No, I never saw it.
Oh my gosh. The wizard was behind the curtain, pulling all the strings that made Emerald City look real.
Wow. How did I end up dying in a third world country?
How did I end up dying in a third world country?
In a hospital where I didn't have the money. And everybody abandoning me. How did this happen?
Of
all the possible millions and millions of realities. Soaking in a spa. Getting massaged. Getting an herbal wrap.
That's other people's reality.
Yeah. Here I am, dying in a world. In a spa world.
In a spa world.
I'm dying in a hospital.
That's how I felt in the Dominican Republic.
Right. How likely. Just my fate.
This is a drama queen's thing.
Yeah. My God. Have all the forces in these countries. Conspire to fulfill my dream. How do they know?
They can spot a victim.
Yeah, they sure can. Yeah, it has a certain smell and texture.
Yes, well, I admire the victim in Sharon. She's a genius.
Yeah.
I admire what she can create.
Yes, you're coherent, and you do. So we'll walk off that one. That's complete on that one. Now we can pick up another one if you want. Let's just see. Should we pick up another one? We'll pick up another one. Is there another one there that you see now, another sing song of similar genre or similar or kind of tail ender type that fits in this model somewhere?
Well, I'm starting a new business with a partner, and I'm worried. I'm going to sabotage that because I've created failure in every business that I've been in. Not for a while.
They always
start out like a house on fire,
yeah,
but then they just taper off and then end with a whimper.
Yes. Good. You're partially coherent on that. So that's not altogether the truth, but some of the truth. So something in there we're looking for.
Yeah, I do have some anxiety that I'm going to put a lot of effort in and it won't go anywhere.
Right. That's your coherence. You hear a cling there?
That's it, yes. That's another one of my victim states.
Now, earlier you did meta, and we're going earlier similar here.
Yeah, okay. It looks like that hasn't gone anywhere either.
Yes. Now, you chose to do that as a volunteer, didn't you?
In what sense? You mean volunteer some time?
I'm
a founder, though, so I'm one of the ones that created it, not going anywhere.
Yes. Well, what I'm pointing out is if you approached, are you upset that meta hasn't gone anywhere if it hasn't gone anywhere?
Yeah. In a certain respect, it's sad because it just adds one more notch to my failure belt. Well, I conspired with others to fail this time.
Now,
it wasn't just me.
Let's go for something here. There's something you got from doing meta that was really what you had in mind all along, and you got that, and when you got that, you were able to walk away from it. I wonder what it was.
Oh, well, I completed my legacy with Atma.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
I handed over the baton to a new generation.
Yes. Now, what were you personally? What were you trying to get out of Atma? There's something that you're doing Atma for, that Atma was necessary for you. And without Atma, something terrible would have happened to you. Okay. You took up Atma and you took up Metta, and if someone would have yanked Atma and Metta away from you earlier on.
Oh, I wouldn't have had any means for my creativity.
Good.
And my contribution.
And how would you have felt?
Worthless, I guess, and no, at that time, those things meant that I had value.
Yeah, it gave you a sense of worth.
Contributing and being a creative person.
Okay, so now.
I don't feel that way anymore.
Exactly.
Because a lot of the work that I've done in the process work, I value myself as myself, not what I do and, you know, what I contribute.
So you're trying to get worth from a project.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I'd just like to acknowledge that for me because that was a really number one huge breakthrough for me, that I couldn't live just to be me. I had to live to be me who did such and such, who contributed such and such, who, you know, the whole biography of talents, accomplishments. And I feel through this work, I'm completely released for that.
Yeah.
If I just live my life quietly for myself with just things that make me happy in the moment, that's enough.
Yeah.
And that's a life altering.
Transformative.
Transformative.
You're no longer busily gathering your worth from an outside source, an outside project.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the way it's done here on the planet.
Yeah. Wow, you're doing Atma, you must really be worth something.
Rather than you just intrinsically
worth. Yeah, so you got the idea of starting, continuing, and completing that whole game once you got your worth.
Yeah. So this new business, it wouldn't mean so much to me if it didn't work, but to my partner, I would feel that I'd have some beliefs that would impact our relationship negatively, and beliefs from him and from me that we can't have the lifestyle we want except for this avenue, through this way of doing it. In other words, we can't just create money coming to us the way I create money coming to me, through the stock market, where I don't do anything for it. If I'm willing to have it, it shows up. If I'm not willing to have it, it doesn't show up. But it's not through any direct effort of mine.
Wow.
But I'm feeling in my partnership that we have to do something.
Yeah.
To make it happen. So I'm caught back in that.
Yeah. Well.
So then there's something to lose. So then there's attachment and.
Yeah. Suppose you assume the same viewpoint you have about the stock market in the partnership. That it's not so much doing, it's way more of the being.
Yeah, that's a good way to approach it, because people could just buy the products and the money could just show up in PayPal on the account, and it really doesn't, but I still have the effort attached to
yeah.
it, like he does. You uh-huh. know, it's going to take effort to make
yeah.
this money happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Whereas with stocks, I'm very willing to let things show up with no effort.
Ah, maybe I should open a stock market account for him.
Well, I thought about it. I should have done it with Jim. And it made him $5,000 too with $500.
I don't think I know him personally, but I'm kind of sensing here he probably wouldn't be upset. So I've learned something about the stock market.
I've learned something about the stock market.
About the lack of effort.
About the lack of effort.
And positive intention.
And positive intention.
And passive income.
And passive income.
And allowing it to do it for me.
Allowing it to do it for me. Do you have a piece of paper? I have to make a note for a minute. No, just a little piece of paper. You don't have a little
No, I don't have one such.
Speaking of the stock market, there's a gamer company that's going IPO this week. It's going to be a huge possibility for a lot of money.
You definitely got, you didn't go full coherent on it, we went partially coherent on it. So, interesting. So I'm learning in one area.
So I'm learning in one area.
How to apply something in another area.
Apply something in another area. It would be fun to do this business with him if we didn't have to effort it.
Yeah.
But I approach it sometimes so far with a lot of hours and effort and problems and upsets attached to it, and it's like I don't even want to go into it. And then I think that if something doesn't work, I'm going to be blamed that I brought this consciousness in. I'm going to be the one that's going to be blamed that I sabotaged it from working.
Well, wasn't that what you worked on in the earlier part of the session?
Yeah.
If you victimize yourself and your own consciousness, are you attracted to the people doing the same?
Exactly.
Okay, so here we go. This is very good.
Okay.
So I'm setting up this business to fail.
I'm setting up this business to fail.
And I know what it does.
I'll
be lashed out upon. Because rightfully so.
And rightfully so, according to my victim.
Yeah, because that's the way I set it up.
Because that's the way I set it up.
Yeah, and what's going to happen? Let's see. Let's see. We got the cycle right for this one here. I'm going to go into fear.
I'll go into crisis.
Go into heavy overwhelm.
Depression. Yeah. Apathy. Death.
Leave myself. Go into victim. Sign someone else's cause. They will betray me and abandon me.
I'll be left alone.
With the burden.
Back to square one.
Yeah, sound about right?
Yeah.
It's coherent. Look.
That's my routine.
Yeah.
You got it.
So we're taking a successful action here from one place over here. We're applying it, plugging in to see that it works pretty well in this other thing.
Yes.
So that's pretty much the deal.
The pattern is transferred to each situation.
Yeah, it is. It seems to work just fine. But I have to first go into overwhelm. And go into crisis. And withdraw from myself. And then be victimized.
And be powerless.
And then it happens. You know, I set up the form. And someone pours concrete into it. If I didn't have an empty bird cage.
So
you can fill the blank on that.
I'm mixing a lot of metaphors here.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch one that will get us the most coherence.
Okay, hydrated.
Good. So
what's flying into the empty bird cage?
Yeah, someone's going to give me the bird.
I trapped myself in that cage.
Cycle is the same.
Cycle
system. Yeah, I've got to do it to myself.
I've got to do it to myself first.
Before they can do it to me. If I wasn't dead, that's release on that.
Wow. Good. I'm glad I've got a record of this to listen to when I need to.
Well, that replaces the other, the belief, though, the positive affirmation is, you know, just as described there, I'm going to do it to myself first. And that's how you have the power.
So how about if I turn that into, I'm going to tell myself the truth first.
Yeah.
Rather than I'm going to do it to myself first.
That's exactly it.
So you told when the truth, I start getting into this cycle, I can tell myself the truth.
If you told yourself the truth. And the truth may be any truth that comes up for you that's true.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
There's no only one solution to you and your partner's money game. There's as many solutions out there as there's problems that you're trying to solve.
Yeah.
So this is
one isn't going to fit all. You have to be in the moment with what's happening.
You're not putting something fixed into being. You're putting something flexible that can take twists and turns according to the way the world is coherent. Yeah. So rather than it's gonna fail, and it's, you know, what you're looking at is like a fixed form that you're gonna put out there, and you're not gonna take any feedback from the universe, and you're just gonna put the fixed form out there, and then if it fails, then you're gonna go through your cycle, and that's it. Rather than looking at it from the fact that I'm putting something out, we're testing the waters, we're test marketing, we're testing this, we're testing that, we're looking, we're seeing, we're tuning up our form to what the market is out there, we're waiting for the universe is going to tell us exactly how we should do this, and how it should be approached. And when we're coherent about it, inside, it'll be coherent on the outside. Whatever that form looks like, we don't know. You know, it may, who knows, maybe on a cruise, it may be a workshop on a cruise, it may be something in this area, but we don't know exactly what.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm open.
I'm open to the solutions.
Yeah, I'm open to what's going to show up.
I'm open to what's going to show up.
What I got to be is true in the moment.
What I have to be is true in the moment.
Yeah, and if I'm not. I got to get true right in the next moment.
And the feedback is right in front of us.
Yeah, it's there. It'll tell us.
All the physical world.
Yeah. Each project I do in life. Takes shorter and shorter period of time.
To come to completion.
Because I tell less lies. And I take more feedback from the universe. And soon. It'll be instant manifestation.
I'll know what to do. Ah, felt good.
Yeah. I'm taking out the vias. Yeah, I'm taking out the complexity. Dropping out the lies. And dropping out the payoffs. And just seeing what I want. That's all that really matters. I'm being in the intention and question.
And if it doesn't show up, you know, there's still work to do.
Yeah.
Just take it back. Teachers have been telling us this from the beginning of time.
Yeah, it's coherent there. With Atma and Metta.
I volunteered.
Without ever thinking there'd be a financial payoff. Well, why can't I do the same thing this time?
Well, see, I thought that is volunteering. This, I felt, is
work.
Isn't the difference between the way you hold it in your mind?
Yeah. Because it's still creative energy.
It's still creative. Similarities. You've got a newsletter.
Yeah.
You've got a partner or partners that you're working with.
Right. For good of others.
It has to do with consciousness.
Right.
It has to do with well-being. It has to do with a central part of your own personal transformation.
Yeah.
Because you are the work.
Yes.
If you didn't transform your large sections of your life with this would probably never be taking place.
Interesting.
So it's coming out of you.
Something else.
Yeah. It's coming out of you.
Good reminders.
Yeah.
I get away from myself and I lose the truth.
Yeah. So I'm volunteering.
Until I get paid.
When I get paid, I'm no longer volunteering.
I didn't
get paid with Atma.
Yeah. I didn't get paid with ABBA.
Didn't get paid with Meta.
I still enjoyed volunteering.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my money on both of those.
I spent a lot of my money and my time, my effort, my energy on both.
This time I'm going to spend less time and money.
This time I'm going to spend less time and money.
And get more satisfaction.
And get more satisfaction. That's a good affirmation.
Good affirmation. With the possibility of money.
With the possibility of money.
Couldn't be any worse than the last.
Couldn't be any worse than the last.
Probably going to be better.
Probably going to be better. Very clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems like enough issues.
It does to me.
They were all part of the same game.
Yeah.
Giving up the victim game, taking responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, it all has this. I'm sort of somehow trapped in a situation that's not of my doing.
Oh boy. That's the original lie. Original sin?
Yeah.
That's the original sin.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm trapped in a situation that's not of my doing. Wow.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, that's it.
That's a new definition of original sin.
Yeah, and also the
because that means missing the mark.
Yeah, it means missing the mark. Yeah, it's a denial of your own wanting. Yeah. That you want something, but it's not clear
denial
about
denial of who you are as creator.
Yeah.
Nature's letting us know.
Well, that was that's pretty much where that was completion. Well, good. So, good work as usual.
Thank you. Excellent.